devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Today I want to talk about something that came out of a video I watched recently. I found a video saying, you know, for those of you who are anxious about the election upcoming, and we're on the other side of the election, so we're not going to be anxious about what those results will be at this point, but I think these points were applicable for anything in our lives, and however you feel about the results, we're going to be facing things, if not today, if not tomorrow, at some point, and it won't be too long, that make us worry, that cause us to fear, that cause us to be concerned about what the outcome might be. And I think these principles hold true for any of that. Because the reality of Scripture tells us not to worry. God in His sovereignty has decided that anxiety is a sin. But God doesn't simply give us the command and leave us alone. No, He gives us help. And one of the helps He gives us is a reason. And the other help that He gives us is a response. First, the reason. This is Matthew 6, 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And, here it is, which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? He goes on to give more reasons and then concludes with this. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Our reason is this: anxiety does nothing for us. God tells us do not be anxious because getting wrapped up in anxiety, it doesn't add any hours to our life, and probably more likely it takes hours away from our lives, as stress and anxiety put strain on the body. So God in His wisdom tells us, do not be anxious because it's not good for you. It is not helpful to you. But the reality is, like I said at the beginning, we are going to face situations that will make us anxious. The political climate of the country, stress at the workplace, family dynamics, there are things that cause us to worry. And so what do we do? The Word of God does not say, get it together, man. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. God gives us help. He gives us a reason and He gives us help. This is 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all of your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. The Word of God tells us as believers that God cares for us. He cares for you. He cares for me. And because He cares, He invites us to take these worries that we feel, these anxieties that we feel, and to give them to Him. That is our help. That is our solution to the worry problem, is to acknowledge I'm feeling this. And like it says here, like it also says in Philippians 4, we give our worries and our fears to God. And then we trust Him with the results. This is not a one-time event where we say, I'm worried about this. Here it is, Lord, you take it. And then we're done with it. No, often we need to continually approach our Heavenly Father and say, God, this is still on my heart and on my mind. I want to give it to you. Please take this away. And as we establish this pattern of giving our worries to God, we were reminded that He cares for us, that He is on the throne, that He looks after the birds in the air and the lilies in the field. How much more will He look after His sons and daughters? And we can trust that our good Heavenly Father will allow only what He in His love has brought our way. Sometimes it will hurt. Sometimes it will cause us to be ecstatic, whatever it may be. God is on the throne, and He is for His own. So, Lord, we thank You for the promises of Your Word, that You tell us that we do not need to worry because it does nothing. But when we do worry, we can cast our cares on You because You are a good God and You care for us. What an amazing miracle that the Lord of heaven is worried about what will ultimately be small anxieties of His children. So, God, help us to take advantage of a relationship with You, of access to You through prayer, and the fact that You are the God who hears prayer and You are the God who answers prayer. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.